With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A troubling statement from Iran's top judge as anti-government protesters continue dying for the cause of freedom.
Iran's top judge has hinted at fast trials and executions for those detained in nationwide protests, even as activists say the death toll's risen to levels unseen in decades. Iran's judiciary chief made the comments about trials and executions in a video on Tuesday, despite a warning from President Donald Trump that he would take very strong action if executions take place.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. President Trump says the ruinous inflation unleashed during the Biden years is being brought to heel.
In the coming weeks, I will be laying out even more plans to help bring back affordability. And again, remember, that's a fake word by Democrats. Prices were too high. They caused the high price. They never want to talk about affordability. They always go, this is an election about affordability. They say they caused it.
The president also says that anything less than having Greenland in the United States' hands is unacceptable to him. The puppies, there were six of them, were at death's door when they were dropped at the firehouse in Gold Bar, Washington, thought to have overdosed on drugs, possibly fentanyl. Narcan and oxygen quickly administered, and for one of the ailing pups, CPR.
One of our guys had seen it in a video on social media and knew how to do it, so he just gave him chest compressions while we waited for that Narcan to kick in to keep the dog breathing. That was probably the most critical one.
Sky Valley Fire Battalion Chief Brandon Vargas says the patients are out of danger now. They're recovering, and the owners, well, looks like they have some explaining to do. Wall Street, Dow futures down 113. This is SRN News. The Bible is a bestseller on both sides of the Atlantic.
Publishers report that sales of Scripture hit an all-time high in 2025 in the United Kingdom and hit a 21-year high here in the United States. The numbers come from Circana BookScan, and spokesman Brianna Connor tells Publishers Weekly, quote, "The greater interest in religious content in the U.S. reflects a bigger search for hope and community. This suggests that consumers are increasingly turning to faith-based resources during uncertain times." Michael Harrington reporting.
China continues its crackdown on unregistered house churches. According to a report by China Aid, local authorities in Chengdu have been arresting numerous members of the Early Rain Covenant Church. It's a large house congregation in the city. The report states that these actions demonstrate that in China, the boundaries of Christian space are not determined solely by explicit legal provisions. Despite persecution, the underground church in China is growing fast. This is SRN News. It appears that business is booming for one fast-growing, no-frills discount grocer.
And Aldi has plans to open more than 180 U.S. stores this year. The chain with U.S. operations based outside Chicago went on an expansion tear soon after the inflation began to spike in 2021 and opened a record number of new stores last year. Food inflation has slowed, but it was still up 2.4% last year, according to U.S. data, and has soared about 25% since the pandemic.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. China's trade surplus has surged 20%, hitting a record $1.2 trillion, and that's even with President Trump's tariffs. It also rivals the gross domestic product and the output of all goods and services of a lot of countries. And Chinese exports rose. They were up by about 5.5% last year to $3.77 trillion. More details at srnnews.com.